project.
How's your day going?
Drive through for a pharmacy. How about that?
No problem, Dave. I'm just sitting here at the counter and I started to pick up one of these breadsticks Bernice just put in front of me and she warned me they were hot. And guess what? They're hot.
That's what the song says, when you're hot, you're hot. I'm not going to sing it. But anyway, these guys are out here under a little, I don't know what you call these things, but it's about a 10 by 10 covering. It just gives you shade. And guys standing here working the register, he's eating a popsicle. He's living a good life.
In Kansas, we say that was a shed.
Yeah.
Do that when I got a mouthful of breadstick. And I said, in Kansas, we'd call that a shed. That's the Sierra Hotel Echo Delta.
Get shed out of a popsicle.
You need some kind of a little worker bill there. And he was having a popsicle, and I said, that's underneath the shed.
Okay. You're calling the popsicle. Yeah, it's just one of those fold out things. We used them on mission trips, and it just has a little canopy on it, and it's like a little scissor type thing at the top there that allows it to fold out and just gives you some shade, you know, when it's 90 degrees, you can use a little help.
Weather station's out in the sun, of course, on a telephone pole. Says it's 95 degrees and 47% humidity. And the one downstairs said it felt like 106 or something like that. I believe it's hot.
Anyway, you slice it, it's hot. I mean, you know. hey, it could be 95 degrees or... instead of 89, 90, I guess, I don't know, only it's that hot, it's just plain hot.
And the dew point's way up there. This particular readout don't have dew point, the one in the bedroom does. But, yeah, it's 89 in the shade, 95 in the sun. I'll tell you what, I'm out there a while ago, and it'll burn you in that sun.
Yeah, Tom a little earlier, and he was saying that he was going to go out and spray something on his yard. I thought, I didn't say anything, but I thought, man, I'd wait till about 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight to do it. And, you know, when the sun's starting to go down, maybe even 8:30, that's when I cut my grass. I see people out at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is usually the hottest part of the day, unless we're having an unusual, you know, cold front moving in or whatever, or clouds. And I just, you know, I don't want to put my body through that at my age. I guess, I don't know, maybe the people that are cutting grass at 3 o'clock are younger than me and it doesn't bother them. I can't remember back that far.
Here on the weather app that at 4 p.m. there's 30% chance of showers, and at 5 p.m. 40% chance of actually thunderstorms. So I don't know what he's spraying, but if it's any kind of Roundup or anything for weeds or that, he's wasting his time because it'll probably get washed away.
Interesting. I was spending about $40 a bag on fertilizer, and I was spreading it out every month. And the guy that's doing our yard now, he sprays it on, and he comes every other month, charges $40 for every other month. So I'm saving money. Letting him do it, my yard already looks better, because all I was growing was weeds, it seemed like the fertilizer was just full of weeds, and I was pouring it on the yard. But anyway, he said that I needed to water it within 7 days, and you know, the spray. And so God watered it for me before the 7 days was up, so I didn't have to water it myself.
Yeah, that's correct. Any kind of stuff that we put down, and we put it down according to our daughter. She owned Lawn Doctor Greer, and she has all the licenses and stuff, and she doesn't anymore, but she did. And she tells us what to put down, and she always says, water it in, and never put your grass to bed wet. So you water of a morning, not of an evening.
God. This radio's acting up again. Maybe that's why I was messing up, because I usually watered in the evening, because I heard that the sun, if you watered it with fertilizer, it would burn the grass during the day. So I always waited till evening or prayed for rain, one of the two.
And there for a while, she was taking care of 500 yards. She knows her business. And if you water at night, I can't remember exactly what it was, but you were leaving yourself wide open to fungus and things like that.
That was my whole problem. I wonder I wouldn't have any success. Oh, I'll tell you. Well, you know, if it could be done wrong, I can do it. I can tell you that. I learned a lot of things in my life by doing it the wrong way first. Of course, usually the boss is standing around and, what do they call that? School of Hard Knocks.
You're in a terribly bad place there, or else your radio's acting up. Got just a little bit of that last transmission. Awfully scratchy. That was a little better, but awfully short transmission to make an evaluation.
I've got some noise, like a scratchy. It's not really white noise, but just a scratchy sound on the receive end here, too. But I'm on 291. It's just turned on to 291 at East Ferris. I'm headed north. I'm going to come up here on, trying to think how I'm going to go to Paywood. Golly, there's too many choices. I could take Anson Drive. I go down Lawrence. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You're kind of down in the hole there then around the Greenville Hospital, right?
I'm out here at 291 Anson Drive right now. I'm looking at the 291 Lawrence Road Bridge. I guess Lawrence Road goes over 291. Where the old highway department used to be. That's where I took my driver's test.
Better. Well, our yard is, and I don't like to brag, but it's beautiful right now. Now, fescue does not like hot, and so I'm sure it will deteriorate some. But right now, it's picture perfect out there. And growing like weeds. but it's fescue, and Bermuda likes heat. Fescue does not.
Love fescue. I wish that's what my dad had put out, because I just love the way it looks, especially after you cut it. And to me, it's the best looking grass. You know, but he had Bermuda, so I guess, you know, it likes the heat, but it doesn't grow real fast unless it gets some rain. It's not a fast grower in the heat.
I think probably any grass is stressed. Now, Bill in 4IQ, he's got that centipede, and he likes it. But Amy, down there in their fancy area, down in that area they live in, which is a lot better pay grade than we are up here, of course, in those beautiful homes, and most of them around her have fescue. Some of them are Bermuda, but oh, they're beautiful. It's like walking on a mattress. It just feels really good when it's growing good.
It's nice and thick, and yeah, it does have a nice feel when you're barefooted. And ours is looking pretty good. And like I said, since Scott sprayed it just one treatment, he's going to do the whole year, but the whole season. But he said, you know, mine would look, it would look like I wanted it to, like by the end of the season. But he's starting, you know, with it. I mean, it was in bad shape when he started, so I knew it would probably take all season to get it, you know, looking good. But I can tell a big difference just with the first treatment.
Earned her pay as far as I'm concerned. Amy worked her tail off. She bought that Lawn Doctor Greer whenever she got laid off at GE. It's been, quite a few years ago now. And then they sold it a few years ago. But she started out with 90 customers. I think they built it up to around 500 at one time. And she was out there doing lawns, you know, when she was pregnant and out of work. So she worked hard, I'll tell you that for sure. And then she had several trucks and employees and all that. Biggest problem was keeping employees. And she paid them good. I mean, she started them out $15 an hour, and they still wouldn't show up for work. They'd steal from her, lie to her. It was really hard to keep good employees.
That's bad. Well, I never have, you know, had to deal with, I've never been an employer, and I certainly wouldn't have any patience for that. I'd be all over somebody if they stole from me or lied to me or whatever. But anyway, I guess that's, that comes with being the boss and making the big bucks.
It's N0TR. Well, I remember one guy who was having marital problems, and his wife kicked him out. She went out and bought furniture and set up a room in the warehouse for him just to help him out and give him his own van. And he was... And his own credit card to fill the van with gas and that, and supplies. And what he'd do is he'd go to the gas station and he'd carry 2 or 3 5-gallon cans of empty gas cans, fill those up, and then put them in his car and charge it to the company. And that was just one little example, besides not taking care of the equipment as they were instructed and breaking it. And just general laziness. And then, like I said, she paid him good. That was good money for that kind of work, I thought, especially starting.
And I wouldn't, pretty good pay for, that kind of work and, you know, $15 an hour. I noticed I went by McDonald's the other day for my grandson. I noticed they were paying $9 something an hour, and I thought to myself, man, I wouldn't do that work for $9 an hour.
For me to judge, when I got out of service, I started working at Mine Power Apparatus Company for $2 an hour, and I got a 10-cent raise in a year and a half. And then I went to being an electrician in a machine shop for the next 32 years, and I started out at $2.40 an hour there. When I got out of high school for a couple of months, I worked at Learjet, bucking rivets for $1.70 an hour. So $9 for flipping burgers don't sound too bad.
For CBA. Yeah, I worked at McDonald's in the 70s when I, in the summer, one summer when I was in college, and I don't remember what I made, but it's probably around $5 an hour, I imagine, four or five, something like that. Heck, I mean, that's been a long time ago. Me, but I was good on the grill, boy. I can tell you, I could flip 48 hamburgers in like 15 seconds. I mean, they had those big old spatulas you could do four at a time. And it was easy cooking there on that 450-degree grill.
Pretty hot. Well, you know, they've improved their product a lot. Bernice and I, we never ate there for years. And they started saying that they'd cook them as you order them. And we've been down there several times while we were here in the last 10 years. And they've really, really improved, because when you get your food, it's good and hot and fresh, and they don't drop it until you order it.
Yeah, I just picked it up off the floor and threw it back on the grill.
Good man. Hey, I got a text I got to answer here, Dave, so I'll catch you in a little bit. N0TR.
It is, you have a good one. Stay cool. N0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.